Which surgical technique offers better outcomes, open or closed exposure for palatally displaced canines? Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're discussing a multi-center randomized controlled trial comparing open versus closed surgical exposure techniques. This study not only evaluates clinical results, but also focuses on patient-reported outcomes, helping us understand which approach truly delivers better comfort, healing, and aesthetics. When we talk about treating palatally displaced canines, we're dealing with one of the most complex and debated procedures in orthodontics. The main question has always been this: should we expose the impacted canine with an open or a closed surgical technique? A large multicenter randomized controlled trial from Sweden conducted by Margitha Björksved and colleagues and published in the European Journal of Orthodontics in 2021 set out to answer exactly that. The study included 120 patients aged 9 to 16 across three orthodontic centers. They were randomly assigned to either an open or a closed exposure technique. Both groups were treated with identical orthodontic mechanics, and every case was followed until the displaced canine was fully aligned. Because of the nature of surgery, patients and clinicians couldn't be blinded, but the outcome assessors were. The trial was well-powered, statistically sound, and followed an intention-to-treat protocol, exactly what we like to see in a clinical study. So, what did they find? First, the open group's canines erupted faster, about 3 months faster on average. However, this early advantage disappeared later. The total treatment time ended up being identical in both groups, around 26 months from surgery to completion. When it came to comfort, the differences became more interesting. Patients who underwent the closed technique reported significantly more pain and discomfort during orthodontic traction and used more analgesics early on. In contrast, those in the open group felt more discomfort immediately after surgery, which aligns with the open wound surface. But during orthodontic movement, they were more comfortable overall. There were no differences in treatment success. All canines were aligned successfully. There were also no significant differences in root resorption, root shortening, or periodontal health between the two groups. Severe resorptions occurred in about 13% of incisors equally distributed. Gingival and bone level changes were statistically detectable but clinically irrelevant. Dental fear, another important aspect in this age group, did not increase during treatment. In fact, fear scores tended to decline over time. That's reassuring for both clinicians and parents. So, what does all this mean for us in clinical practice? Both techniques work equally well. Both are safe. The key difference is patient comfort during treatment. The open technique, if performed carefully and protected with glass ionomer dressing, seems to cause less discomfort during orthodontic traction. The closed method, while widely used, doesn't shorten total treatment time or reduce complications. In other words, the choice between open and closed exposure can safely depend on anatomy, operator experience, and importantly, patient preference. This study provides the evidence base to support that conversation with our patients and their parents. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.